This is a podcast from ABC Radio Overnights. I'm Rod Quinn.
Health and fitness with Professor Gordon Lynch from the University of Melbourne. Gordon, good morning.
Good morning, Rod.
Well, Gordon, this morning we're talking about vegetables, but it is my favourite vegetable, and I'm glad that it does have many health benefits.
Your favourite? That's very interesting.
Yeah, I love mushrooms because of the variety. There are many, many different types of mushrooms. There's a variety of ways that you can cook mushrooms. I've recently really got interested in baking mushrooms rather than just pan frying them. So I'm very interested to hear why they are so healthy. The question is, let's start this morning with why are mushrooms healthy?
That's a very interesting introduction, I must say. I'm learning a lot about your culinary skills. It's amazing.
Yeah. Oh, I love mushrooms. I really love... If you get a nice big portobello, really big ones, magnificent.
Well, I think you're onto a winner because, you know, mushrooms have been sort of long been thought of as a source of food and medicine, especially in Asian cultures, but they're, you know, very rich in vitamins and minerals, the B-complex vitamins in particular, very high in important antioxidants and so on, minerals like selenium, potassium, copper, phosphorus, all those sorts of minerals are very important. But with all of these different properties and health-related properties, they've been purported as having anti-cancer properties as well and having effects against tumour development, among other health things, including cholesterol lowering because of a particular fibre called chitin inside them. They're also very rich in dietary fibre as well. So very interesting that this many different varieties of mushrooms, as you say, but in Asian cultures, it's sort of been well known that they have these sort of health properties. More sort of now in recent times, they've come to the fore in Western culture as well. But this morning we're focusing on its health-promoting properties, particularly for prostate cancer development.
Now, we are not saying that if you eat mushrooms, even a lot of mushrooms, you're not going to get cancer or you're not going to get these sorts of diseases or conditions. We can never say that. But what you're saying is that maybe the more you eat them, you're reducing your possibility that you will develop these problems.
Yeah, just the mix of antioxidants. There's a couple of antioxidants which are very high in mushrooms, in particular types of mushrooms. And there's been a number of different studies identifying those antioxidants. But I think it's very important for us to emphasise that it's not just about grabbing a handful of mushrooms every day and eating them and thinking that you're not going to get any illnesses, including cancers. That's not the way it works. And I think it's really just trying to think from a population perspective, and that's certainly what this latest research is talking about. From a population perspective, if groups of people are eating more mushrooms, what's the association between their consumption and their association with other conditions, including cancers. Right. And that's the basis of what we're talking about this morning.
So what you're talking about specifically, though, this morning is prostate cancer. So we're talking about men's health in that regard. And you're talking about research from the International Journal of Cancer, which is a very prestigious cancer journal. What have they been saying?
Yeah, so this was focusing on prostate cancer. This is when, you know, the cells in the prostate gland in men, the cells start growing out of control, and that's a very common form of cancer affecting men. There were about 1.2 million new cases diagnosed last year. So it's high prevalence. As we're getting older, the incidence increases. But what this particular study is comes from Japan, a study of around about 36,000 Japanese men over several decades, looking at this association between what they were eating and risk of different cancers, and prostate cancer being one of them. This was the first, to their knowledge, the first sort of cohort study that indicated that prostate cancer preventive potential of mushrooms on a population scale. So they looked at men completing questionnaires and so on about their lifestyle choices, and including mushrooms and other foods that they were eating, physical activity, smoking habits, drinking habits and so on, their family history and so on. And then they did a sort of a long-term follow-up with the participants, looking at their how many had developed different types of cancers, including prostate cancer. And the long-term follow-up indicated that if they consumed mushrooms on a regular basis, it reduced the risk of prostate cancer in men. This was especially in men over the age of 50 and in men whose diet consisted largely of you know, compared with those that ate maybe meat and dairy products, with limited consumption of fruit and vegetables, the increased consumption of mushrooms was particularly helpful. So those that consumed mushrooms once or twice a week had an 8% lower risk of developing prostate cancer compared to those that ate mushrooms less than once a week. Those that consumed mushrooms three or more times per week had a 17% lower risk than those who ate mushrooms less than once a week. So this is, you know, the large scale, large number of population, 36,000 Japanese men over several decades, looking at who developed cancers, including prostate cancer, and they've identified that those that were consuming more mushrooms in their diet had a lower incidence of prostate cancer. That's what they can say. It's an association, but a very interesting one for us to consider this morning.
Gordon Lynch talking mushrooms this morning. 17% is a significant number, and it's certainly significant if you are one of the 17%. 8% seems a little bit less. It's not insignificant, but it's not all that great. But you've got to eat mushrooms at least three times a week, and hopefully the chances of developing prostate cancer will be reduced, at least in that 17%. But the thing is, it's how you're cooking them, what you're eating, and what you're eating them with, obviously. Now, the healthy foods that people recommend, maybe a, you know, more plant-based diet, that's one thing, and maybe you're going to be eating mushrooms with them. But as we're often told, you know, eating fish, those sorts of oily fishes with the omega-3 fatty acids, that's good. You're not going to be eating mushrooms necessarily with them. You're more likely to be eating mushrooms with red meat and sauces and gravies and things like that that are not necessarily good for you. So maybe it's making a little bit of a difference there.
Well, let me just say to you that even the authors of the study have acknowledged that. And what they've said is, although their study suggests that this regular consumption of mushrooms may reduce the risk of prostate cancer, they want to emphasize that eating a healthy and balanced diet is much more important than filling your shopping basket with mushrooms. So I think that they're really acknowledging that it's just part of a approach to lifestyle, and the mushrooms are part of that. It's not the sole part of it. So just trying to say I'm going to have, you know, 3 kilos of mushrooms a week and that's going to compensate for all my bad behaviors,
yes,
it doesn't work that way. So it's got to be part of a lifestyle approach, and mushrooms, clearly the mix of different antioxidants, the fibers and all the vitamins and minerals are a good combination that go towards potentially cancer fighting properties, but they're all part of a larger mix where we incorporate mushrooms as part of the diet.
Obviously, I have not read this study, and I don't know about the mushroom-eating behaviour of these Japanese men, but it's quite possible that these mushrooms are the only vegetables that they're eating. So hopefully they're getting some sort of benefit from that, but it would be better if they're eating it as part of a mix of other fruits and vegetables.
Correct. So, and the recommendations that we really talk about every week on this show, it's emphasizing vegetables and fruits in the diet, so we get our natural vitamins and minerals from those fresh produce. In the mix of those vegetables, we put, I think the evidence from this study is suggesting that mushrooms should be considered part of that mix. So I think, yes, you're right. It's a variety of different vegetables and fruits, not just about focusing on one particular type alone, but having them all the bases covered by having mushrooms as part of that.
And it's how you cook them as well. Cooking them in butter in a pan, that's not going to be anywhere near as good as cooking them in olive oil, is it? So you've got to be careful about how you prepare them as well.
And so the preparation is one thing, how you cook them is another, and whether it's fresh or whether it's cooked is another. So some vegetables, certain types of protective properties increase with cooking. So tomatoes is a classic example where the lycopene content typically goes up with cooking. For example, the chitin content, that fiber content within the mushrooms, tends to go down if you cook them. So it's this balancing act. You know, so I think even the variety of ways of how you eat them could be another important part of it. So fresh tomatoes, cooked mushrooms, fresh mushrooms, etc. But it's also the choice of mushroom. And this is really what I want to make sure we've got to be really careful. Now, you mentioned there's so many different types. There are 30,000 varieties of mushrooms. Some are edible, some are highly toxic.
Yes, of course.
And so you've got to be really careful. If you're choosing your own mushrooms, you've got to be know what you're doing, and you know exactly what varieties you're eating, which are safe and so on. But I think for most of us, if we go to the supermarket or greengrocer to purchase our mushrooms, it's going to be a safer bet. So I think we've just got to be really careful that there are so many different types of mushrooms out there. If you think, oh, you pick it up and think, oh, that's going to be good for me, it may not be. So I think we've got to be really careful.
Well, there are always concerns about people eating death cap mushrooms. I mean, the very name of that should tip you not to eat them. But if you buy them from, yes, your greengrocer or your supermarket, and you're getting the portobello or the white or the Swiss brown, some of them are chopped up, some of them you can cut up yourself. There's those long stringy ones that are absolutely delicious as well. So plenty to choose from. I don't know about eating them raw. I don't know whether you should eat raw mushrooms. Gordon, any thoughts on that?
I mean, you can have them in salads and other things, so I think...
No, thanks.
Yeah. No?
You've got to cook them. You must cook the mushrooms. Yeah.
Very interesting. Mm. So I'm learning a lot about your mushroom eating habits.
I do love mushrooms.
You're a font of knowledge, actually, about mushrooms. It's very interesting.
I would never quote me on mushrooms, but I'm glad that you have the information from the Journal of Cancer. So, yes, there you go. For men, eat more mushrooms, and it might just help you.
I think for prostate cancer, this is just part of the lifestyle approach to trying to minimise the risks. It's not going to be, as we said, something which is going to prevent it necessarily, but the idea of incorporating them into your diet could be very helpful. And I think from a health point of view, mushrooms should be on the menu.
What about for women? Are they getting any benefit out of these mushrooms?
Yeah, so think about all the vitamins and minerals and the fibre and all those other antioxidant properties from mushrooms. Yes, everyone can benefit from having mushrooms as part of the diet.
The bigger the mushroom, the better, do you think?
I don't know about that. I mean, those massive portobello mushrooms, it's almost like pieces of steak on the plate.
Exactly.
Sometimes, you see them. So there's a lot, as you say, a lot to choose from.
All righty. Gordon, thanks very much. Talk to you next week.
Thanks a lot, Rod.
Gordon Lynch, Health and Fitness.
And that was another podcast from ABC Radio Overnights. I'm Rod Quinn. Thanks for listening.